stars on the rim of the bubble, it'll be a long time in into space. The robot can take it. My friend and I have our suits. My friend is nearing re-entry, said Dom, adopting the sun dog's clipped style. It was a long, long time in interspace. Dom told himself that he knew that they were safe inside the sun dog's field, but that didn't stop him from holding on to the beast's hide until his hands ached. The suit provided a strong depressive that made the naked images merely unpleasant. Hershegan had passed out. Isaac had shut down most of his circuits. It was a long time. Chapter 9. They should not exist. They are theoretically possible, but so is balancing a needle on the end of a hair. Faced with something like the chain stars, a man must either bow the knee or else get good and worried. Charles Subluna, Galactic Excursions. Dom wondered what was so impressive. That was when the chain was still 20 AUs away and side on. Then the Crearpy shuttle came in closer. Imagine a doughnut 3 million miles across. Imagine another, link them. The chain stars. And tumbling around them, Minos, a planet formed from thousands of asteroids, dragged across the light years and fused into a world. That was another Joker achievement, the maze on Minos. The cabin was empty except for shape-adaptable seats and the screen. From outside it had appeared gigantic, several times bigger than an average cargo ship and surprisingly streamlined. Dom knew that most of the bulk must be shielding, plus an engine big enough to lift the ship up against the crushing pull of a sun. But the streamlining puzzled him. Until he realised. Even suns have atmospheres. The glowing, linked rings grew rapidly in the screen until the outer edges slipped away. It was no comfort to know that the image was just that, an image darkened and screened down until it was merely bright. Instinct said they were plunging into the heart of a star. "Born of the sun, we travel a little way towards the sun," misquoted Isaac tactlessly. Dom relaxed and laughed. He thought he could hear a muted thunder, not unlike the roar of star flames. It was impossible, of course. It was just that he thought he could hear it. Of course, it was impossible. Finally, all definition was lost, and the screen became a painfully white rectangle. Hershegan was trembling with a phenobe's instinctive fear of naked sunlight. Dom pictured the ship coasting over a glowing sea, one with no horizon, and stopped his imagination resolutely when he thought of all the little mechanical things that could go wrong. Something was drastically wrong with the raft when it appeared. Artists and the Eye of Imagination portrayed a raft only a few steps removed from the log platforms that Dagon fishers used, with perhaps a few Crearpy slithering nonchalantly across the deck, and it was open to the sky, with a class of a yellow ocean a long way beneath. But even high degrees could not survive in the open except on near Cinder's stars, and the Chains raft was one of the first on a hot star. It was just a blank hemisphere, hovering flat side down in what appeared on the screen as a thin mist. The shuttle docked gently, and a section of wall slid back to reveal a circular grey tunnel. A friendly mechanical voice invited them to follow it. Dom led the way warily. The sound he heard hit him like a club. He ran forward, unbelieving. It was the sea. His furnace, Krieg E plus 690 degrees, rolled down to the beach on bright caterpillar tracks. He was big, much bigger than the low-degree Crearpy that lived on Widdershins. His egg-shaped suit was golden. A fawn pranced by his side, and a small blue singing bird was perched on his tentacle. His furnace stopped at the surf line and waited patiently. Dom felt his toes touch the sand and waded through the waves. Some of the strangeness of the Creap was gone now. He knew that he was looking at a creature who was the leader of the most advanced subspecies of a race 10 times as old as men. Was the featureless ovoid looking at him? What did it see? An armoured tentacle handed him a towel. It was rough and smelled of lemons. "A pleasant swim?" The light tenor voice materialised without visible means of support. "Thank you, yes," said Dom. He opened his hand and showed the Crearp a small purple shell. "Trivia monarcha sinistrale," said the Crearp. "The Widdershine ink cowry. Beautiful in its simplicity. How did you find my ocean?" Dom looked back at the waves. The surf was faked. The horizon was a masterpiece of illusion and was 100 metres.